the younger man that grew. Love to find a place and no mistake. Wiser man than he have learned too late. It's the easy thing to do. It's the easy thing to do. And the
So this is Neighborhood Public Radio, 88.9 FM. And we just had a little discussion about nudism and clothing and image and things like that. And from that, we are going to Miss Dee Dee Russell.
Am I on?
You're on now,
I'm on. Hey, everybody, this is Dee Dee Russell of Dee Dee TV. We're in the window of Southern Exposure in one of my favorite neighborhoods, The Mission, 25th and Mission. And thank you for that great intro, Wiz.
Anytime, babe.
So if anybody wants to know who I am, you could go to ddtv.com or ddrussell.com. Just Google me, darlings. So this week's theme is packaging. And I was asked to participate, and I was thinking, what do I know and what am I good at right now? And I figure I could give you people here on NPR 88.9 FM radio some information on how to package yourself for a date. And when I say date, I don't mean a sex worker date. I don't mean a date that you are paying money for per se. I'm not talking about a date with a stripper. I'm not talking about a date with a sex worker. I'm talking about a gosh shucks meeting of the mind and a possible meeting of the bodies if you package yourself correctly and listen to my tips on how to package yourself for a date here in the window of NPR Public Radio, 88.9 FM, 25th and Mission, Southern Exposure. So the thing about dating, I'm going to talk to women first. And by the way, go to ddtv.com and check out my blog. It's all about dating and shit chat and general narcissism. Women, I want to tell you something. When a guy approaches you, and first, chicks, you must let the man approach you for a date. I know it sounds old-fashioned. We're all hot to trot, and we see a hot guy, and we want to chase after this guy and get this guy to take us out to dinner. Girlfriends, you don't have to chase a man. Biologically, they are programmed to hunt things that they want. So if a man wants you, he will ask you for a date. And don't tell me he's a shy nerd. Nerds are not shy at all. I have dated nerds. Most nerds are basically tops. They pretend like they're passive. Nerds are not passive at all. They are very aggressive and wily. But what I'm saying to women is to package yourself for a date, number one, don't chase a friggin' man. It's so unnecessary. Because the thing about men, they're visual, and I'm going to stereotype them. It's okay to do that. 88.9 FM, NPR, Neighborhood Public Radio. It's okay to stereotype men because they are visualists. And when a guy wants you, guess what? He is going to get your number. He'll get your MySpace, your YouTube, your Craigslist, your Squidlist. He will contact you. You don't have to go chasing some guy to get him to take you out for dinner. Okay, I want you to understand that, girls. I'm serious. Okay, and then second, after the guy contacts you, which if he is hot to trot for you, he will, and he asks you to go out on a date. Okay, here's the real deal, women. When a man asks you for a date, that means that he already has decided in his mind that he wants to have sex with you. That means, girls, you don't have to try so hard. He's made up his mind. Dun-dun, he wants your little private parts. So he's going to be the perfect gentleman in order to get close to your private parts. So when you go on that first date, girls, hey, como esta? So when you go on that first date, girls, here's what you do not do on the first date with the man who has pursued you. You don't have to, like, put everything on a plate. No plunging necklines. You don't have to wear the hooker heels, the mini skirt. In fact, I suggest for first dates the way you should package yourself, knot your hair up or tie your hair up. Because men, when the hair is knotted and tied up, they'll think, oh my God, I want to see her unravel her hair. I want to see her let her hair down. Their little minds are thinking how they can unravel. And again, the clothes. You don't need to look like a hooker on the first date because, okay, he wants to have sex with you anyway. You could show up in a burlap sack, dirty jeans, sloppy sweatshirt. He still wants you, girls. You do not have to try so hard. Are you listening, girls? And I know the men are nodding their heads. She's totally correct. We don't care if you look like a hoe because we want to have sex with you anyway, no matter what you look like. You don't need Botox. You don't need collagen lip injections. You don't need any plastic surgery for a man to want to have sex with you. Do you know this, girls? So on that first date, don't package yourself like a hoe. And men, all right, you're a smart guy. You ask the woman for a date because you're turned on. No matter what she wears, you want her. You've decided you want this girl. So you, male, will package yourself for your first date. You're going to be Mr. Nice Guy. You're going to say all the nice things, open the door. And you know what, Dutch? Men, Dutch? Oh boy, I'd love to learn another language. If not, sir, the date's on you. That's just the way it is. The first date, screw Dutch. And all these little broke-ass boys. Boys, okay, you pay for the first date. If you don't have much money, take her to a burrito joint, buy her beer. If your intentions are honorable, you will pay for the first date. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. If not, you're going to date young, dumb girls who don't even know better. And like, oh, I'm so happy to be with him. And you'll have some dysfunctional broad that you can't shake loose. She'll be like a tick. She's burrowed herself in your skin in a dysfunctional way. So you're following me as I'm talking about how to package yourself for a date? Dee Dee Russell on NPR Public Radio, 88.9 FM in the window of Southern Exposure Radio. Here in one of my favorite neighborhoods, The Mission. So you're on the first date. Here are some things that you don't do. Girls, on a first date, besides not dressing like a hoe. Did you get this? Don't dress like a hoe. Don't say, oh, I went on a diet to go on a date with you. He just could care less about you going on a diet because I told you he already decided he wants to have sex with you. That's why he asked you out on a date. That's what it's about. So the guy will try to be nice so he can get down there to the kitty cat. And then we want to give the kitty cat because we want him to keep being nice. The twain will meet like this. He takes you out on a date. You sit there and you talk. You don't blah, blah, blah. You don't go dissing your ex. Everybody, when you're on a date, never talk badly about your ex. You know why? How they talk about the person that they were with formerly, that's how they're going to be talking about you in the future. Are you guys listening? I've been single, basically, since July. I've had I had two long-term relationships for the past 15 years. One was kind of straggling. We were together, you know, like trying to make it work for the last year, and it finally stopped working in July. So I think that's something that I'm expert in now. I go on a variety of dates. When Dee Dee Russell goes on a date, the man contacts me. That's the way it is. I'm not chasing any friggin' man. Guess what? I don't have to. And I don't do online dating, but that's a whole nother story. So I go on the date. The guy picks me up. Of course, girlfriends, first date, never drive to your first date. Always let him pick you up. Sounds old-fashioned? That's the way it is. Make that dog hunt. He wants to hunt biologically. If you take away that chase, then he's bored already. So after he bangs you, he's done with you. So if the guy has something in his mind like, oh, she's a challenge. So after he bangs you, he's still going to want to love you. Not just, oh, I banged her. I'm going to kick her out of my bed. 88.9 FM. Actually, yeah, it's 88.9 FM. NPR Radio in the window of Southern Exposure in my favorite neighborhood, The Mission. So here's how Dee Dee Russell goes on a date. I was telling you, the man picks me up. We go out to dinner and dancing. Okay, first date is not the opportunity for first date sex. Can I repeat? No matter how hot you are to trot, don't have sex on the first date. I don't care if you're going out on a date with, if I'm going out on a date with my biggest crush of my girlhood crush, Stevie Wonder. Say I go out on a date with Denzel Washington. I go out on a date with Brad Pitt for the first time. They are not getting down to the nappy dugout on the first date. You don't do that. Why put sex workers and hookers out of a job? Girls, are you listening? And then after you, say you do the first date sex, then the guy's sitting there thinking, I wonder if she does this for everybody. meaning you're a hoe. Not a hoe in a good way. There's the mama hoe. You'd rather he thinks you're a hoe instead of the mama. But if you put it out on the first date, he really thinks you're a hoe. So don't do first date sex, no matter how hot trot you are. Go home and masturbate. How to package yourself for a date here on NPR Radio. This is Dee Dee Russell, your dating expert. And so when men take Dee Dee Russell on dates, which I do, I maybe date 3 times a month. But I got to tell you, when you go on dates, that's you have the opportunity to find out if you have a common base for compatibility, not for first date sex. I have to repeat to you horny people, if San Francisco is so like sexual and decadent and everybody's juices are flowing and their penises want to get erect, they're popping pills, Viagra, whatnot, ecstasy, it makes them lovable, huggable, fuckable. Don't do it. No first date sex. So when Dee Dee Russell's on a date, they pick me up in my house, take me to dinner, we do a little shit-chatting about blah, 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 and they always say, tell me about your past boyfriend. And you know what I say? Oh, he was a great guy, and we both wanted different things. Of course, I could say, my ex, that asshole, he kept the cats, and la, 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 la. Would I say that about the former Mr. Russell, whom I loved for almost 8 years, that bitch? No, I would never say that about him. Never talk badly about your ex on the first date. And also, girls, I told you don't dress like a hoe. Remember that? No whoring on the first date. You don't have to push the titties up. You don't have to go and get your hair done. He already knows he wants you. So your job is done. The only thing you have to do is sit there and listen and nod your head a few times. And when he asked you about your ex, he's a great guy. We wanted separate things. And just because a man asks you a question, since you've packaged yourself so well on this first date, it does not mean you need to answer any question. What is it, a job interview? I go on dates and they ask me all sorts of nosy questions. How much is your art studio rent? How much money do you make? Do you want to have a baby? You just nicely change the conversation. You don't need to ask permission to change the conversation when you're on a date with somebody. That happens to me all the time. You know, I'm a semi-public figure, cult figure in many people's minds. Thank you, all the fans who watch DDTV Friday nights, 11 p.m. since 1995 every week, almost 12 years of award-winning, iconoclastic womanist television. They ask me all sorts of nosy questions. I know how to steer the conversation. Dee Dee, how much is your rent? Hey, John, how was your work week? Oh, Dee Dee, do you have a dildo? John, I noticed that you're wearing sneakers. What sort of sneakers are that? Are those that you're wearing? Do you see what I'm doing? Just because a guy is asking you questions, it doesn't mean you have to answer. And stop treating men you don't know. Como esta, papa? Stop treating men you don't know like they're your boyfriend already. Don't you hate that, girls, when you see other girls do it? So don't do it your own damn self. And now, men, I know you're sitting there thinking, Dee Dee, life is not fair. That's not spelled F-A-R-E. Why should men have to pay for the date? Well, it's not fair that women, if we're lucky, make 70% of the man's dollar. Don't let me get my feminist history on your asses. Life just ain't fair. It's not fair we wear hooker heels, push-up bras, going on diets, trying to feminize ourselves even more than we already are. So life is not fair, and la 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 la. You pay for the first date, and that's that, boys. So you pay for that first date. Doesn't mean you're paying for first date sex. I'm going to go back to that important point. And if you do, if you are, I'll say if you are unlucky enough to find a woman who's going to put out for the first date, you are having sex, sir, with somebody who has problems in her brain. And it's going to be really hard to get rid of that chick. You heard it here first, no matter how hot to trot you are. Kiss the girl, grind the girl, do not have orgasms with her on the first date, no matter how she's opening her legs, doing a Britney Spears, flashing a kitty cat. Just let her air that kitty cat out and make a second date for her. All right. And what should you wear when you're packaging yourself for a date? You need to be comfortable. Okay, girls, I'm going to say, I cannot say this anymore. Don't chase a damn man and stop dressing up like a hoe. All right? Men don't care. The second and third date, yeah, you can whore it up a little bit. You know, I went on a second date last night. For instance, I'll get personal. I'm telling you guys that I go on dates. My dates are not opportunities for sex or opportunities to see if I have compatibility with handsome men. And some of my dates, you know, one, on a date, they're basically a stranger. So don't start treating them like there's somebody you know. You don't know this person. You know, you owe them politeness. You don't owe them your life history. And, you know, they're not your boyfriend, so you don't have to kiss their ass or change. Okay, let me sing it for you. Don't go changing to try to please him. You don't have to flip the script for some guy you don't know. And girls, I'm going to tell you this too. I made a film, a little entry. It was in the 3-Minute Film Festival. It was pretty well received. It was a San Francisco straight chick dating tips. And one of my pet peeves for women, stop giving those fucking Hallmark cards to a guy you don't know. What's the matter with you? First date, bringing a card, little teddy bears. Guys don't care about any of that crap. Baking cookies for a stranger you don't know. That's some bad packaging. Guys could care less about home economics during the first month of dating. You know, basically all they want is your legs in the air and a hot snack afterward. They don't care if you're dressed like a hoe. They don't care if you bake cookies. They don't care how smart you are. They just have like this like biological passion for your ass. So don't go doing that Hallmark card. Girls, and I'm talking to some of my girlfriends, I want to double face slap you girls for doing that. Because, you know, we women are socialized to be nice. And because we're socialized to be nice, we're mushy. We treat guys the way we want them to treat us. So we give them Hallmark cards. We bake cookies. We put out on the first date. And guess who doesn't have a boyfriend? You little slut. So when Dee Dee Russell goes on dates, we're getting back to me. It's all about Dee Dee Russell, 88.9 FM, how to package yourself for a date, a neighborhood public radio here in the window of Southern Exposure Radio in one of my favorite neighborhoods, San Francisco. Come on, star. And I don't want to talk about I love the fatness of Latins and how they don't diet. I'm loving that. And I'm not stereotyping them at all. They have a lot to do with my people, fat-ass African-Americans. Gotta love somebody who eats with abandon in public. And not like the Euro-American girls I know would believe me. And girls, I love you. And as I sit in the window, I look at a nice couple. They're holding hands, and she did not whore it up. She looks normal. Well done, darling. You see these dates when the guy is all schlubbed out, ultra baggy clothes. He's wearing corduroy pants with a stain on him. He's got on his old college sweatshirt. And she's dressed up like Paris Hilton, you know. It's just like, come on, girls. Take it down a notch. You don't have to try so hard. So I'm going to talk about a date I had last night. I got picked up at my apartment. He opened the door of his car, took me out to dinner, and plied me with wine. Now, guys, when you take a woman out, try to get her as drunk as possible. Not vomiting drunk, but you want to relax her enough to get her to lower her defenses. Then you really get to hear what women have to say. After 2 or 3 drinks, it's like a truth serum. She will tell you anything. You don't even have to dig. Just sit there and keep pouring the wine in her glass, and she'll start yakking. Ah, la, 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 la. Oh, I thought about you. When I first met you, I thought about you. I masturbated. They'll tell you everything. So this guy, he picked me up at my house, opened up the door. We went to dinner. We drank copious amounts of wine, and we kissed a little bit. And then the rest is censored by artist. That's what I say when I want to keep my privacy or keep the privacy of somebody that I know. It's censored by artist. And we're going back to the theme of packaging yourself for a date here in the window of Southern Exposure, 25th and Mission. We're at 88.9 FM. The fabulous people here at Neighborhood Public Radio have been so kind and smart to ask me, badassmddtv.com, to come back and do some shit chatting in the window because they know I'm so good at that. And here we go for dating, girls. You don't have to change. You don't have to dress like a hoe. You don't have to reveal your whole life on a first date. And no first date sex, unless you're getting paid for it. Now, if you're a sex worker and he's a date and it's $180, by all means, spread the legs. Otherwise, you don't have to work that hard. And I already told you, girls, no fucking Hallmark cards for a dude you don't know. Come on, give me a break. No cookies, no little teddy bears, no calling them up. And if you really don't know a guy, don't start talking about you love him. That is so ridiculous because we are giving the guy what we want. We want the guy to give us Hallmark cards. And the average Joe Straight, he could care less about giving you a Hallmark card. He wants to give you something hard, but it's not a card, girls. How to package yourself for a date. I'm a little bit of a dating expert now. I think I told you that. I've been single since July in San Francisco. You know, hot black chick, single chick. They want to go on dates with me. They want to see who's going to lay D.D. Russell. Yeah, who's going to lay D.D. Russell? Who is D.D. Russell going to get blowjobs to? Who is D.D. Russell going to spread her legs for? Censored by artists, that's what I'll say. Censored by artists. I've had some dates. I've gone on a variety of dates. I went on a date where a guy, he was kind of mysterious. And I'll tell you something about men, girls. Men aren't mysterious. They're hiding something. I'll repeat that. It has to be said. Men are not mysterious. They're always hiding something. So if you're going out with a guy who doesn't tell you what he's doing or where he's going, the writing's on the wall and it's another chick's name. Did you know that, girls? If he's not telling you what he's doing, he's got more girls. But if he doesn't have a girlfriend, assume everybody is dating somebody like me. I go out on dates with guys and they get a little jealous. They don't even know me. How many dates do you go on a month? You know what I do? I nicely change the subject because it's none of his friggin' business. How many dates you go on a month? Hey, tell me about your job this week. Girls, that's a good one. Always get a guy to talk about a job. And if he doesn't have a job, he has to, like, have a trust fund or some kind of money. Be careful about dating guys that are unemployed. You know why? You will be supporting that broke ass. And the number one rule is the guy pays for the first date. Like I said, Dutch. Ha! Huh, I'd love to learn another language, sir, but the date's on you. Thanks so much. So what's going on, Lee? Lee is somebody that I mess with here at Public Radio. I taunt him and tease him and talk. I shit-chat with Lee Montgomery.
Every now and then.
Yeah. When was the last time we had sex on the first date?
On the first date? I think it was that third first date we had. And you sent me that Hallmark card afterwards. It kind of creeped me out.
And the little teddy bear. Did you love that after I baked the cookies and gave you the little teddy bear?
Yeah, I still have that teddy bear. And every time I look at it, I go, "Oh, Dee Dee."
So you hear me laughing, girls? You must laugh when you're on a date. You've got to laugh. Don't you agree? Oh, Lee, I want to ask you this.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what your predilections are. I don't know if you like male or female. So, but when you do go on a first date, what are your first dates like?
What are my first dates
like? Yeah, and where do you take them?
It depends on the situation.
Well, be hypothetical.
Let's see. Usually my first date is go out for a drink somewhere. Uh-huh.
Yeah, drinks are good.
Yeah, go out for a drink.
Let me guess, Pabst Blue Ribbon?
No. I like a Fat Tire sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That's a beer I like.
So you take them, so you try to ply them with alcohol.
Yeah, try and get them drunk.
Uh-huh. No, seriously, Lee. You take them out for drinks. What about, do you do the burrito thing?
Huh? No, I'm really slow.
Uh-huh.
I'm a slow mover.
Uh-huh. That means you're a top then. You're a top.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because you look all nerdy. Lee looks nerdy. He's got on a gray jacket and those little Peabody glasses, and, you know, he's kind of unassuming looking. That means he's a top.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I'm smart. I'm part Native American. My ear is to the ground, honey. I feel a beat. I feel your feet running, and you've got some studs in your closet and some whips.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear them.
Wow.
Yeah, I do believe that the more unassuming a guy is, the more like he's in control and he's aggressive.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's been my experience.
Well, I will neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, that means he is. Because the more men talk, the less they're doing. It's like a barking dog is not going to bite. Oh, girls, too. If you're out on a date with a guy and he's watching other girls, if you can view your date ogling chicks one time, two times, three times, and it's your first date, he's out. Throw the bum out. You know why? You're setting yourself up for heartache. He's testing you. Okay, when guys do that, I tell them right away, even before the date, dude, here are the dating rules. They're on my blog, Dating Rules. I am not going to ogle guys. Hey, I'm single. I can look at hot guys 24 hours a day. But when I'm on a date, I owe that person general respect. So if they're not going to give you general respect, you have to have some sort of dignity and you have to set the rules. And remember, he's not the last man in the world, this virtual stranger that you barely know. So when you're out on a date with a guy, he must behave. You know, I used to go out on dates with guys, you know, before I got hip because I was needy. I just broke up and I was like a relationship addict. And they talk all this shit to me. Oh, I have lust for strippers. You know, I really like blondes. And I sit there and listen to this crap. And then I went on, you know, I went on a second date with this guy and I was like, he must think I'm loco because I sat there and I listened to it. So I ended the date. Very, very nicely. You know how you end a date, girls? The door should hit his back. Slam the door on his back. No, if a guy's being, if he's making you uncomfortable, you just, you say, oh, I have an early morning. You make up an excuse and you get the hell out of there. You don't sit there and argue. I've argued with guys recently. I went to dinner with a guy. And I have my my TV cult Star Life, and he was bringing up some celebrity gossip. I had somebody, long story short, I had to sue some bitch because she was slandering me. Usually I call women bastards, you know, because we're underserved by the patriarchy, and men, doggish, are bitches. But this woman's a bitch, and then I had to sue her, you know, because she was slandering and defaming the good name of Dee Dee Russell. Long story short, and this guy, that's all he talked about on our date. Yeah, she hates you, 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 she hates you. And that ended badly. He walked into my art studio. We were arguing in the doorway, and I pow, slammed the door. I'm like, it's never going to go that far again.
Damn.
Yeah, without...
Why would he think he could... He wanted, so he was just trying to impress you, basically.
Well, I think he was... You know, some people are very dysfunctional, and they carry their baggage from their last relationship. So I got that he's used to fucking with chicks. So I guess he thought, let me see if I could push Dee Dee's buttons. Uh-huh. Well, he pushed my button, the off button. Beep. Gone.
And no more Dee Dee.
I see him at parties, you know, I see him at parties, but I'm really particular. I'm not necessarily looking for a boyfriend. It'd be nice to have a nice hot lover, though. But that, you know, it takes dates to find that.
It does.
You have to have basic compatibility besides them paying for the first date. Did I say then besides me not dressing like a hoe on the first date or opening my legs for sex on the first date?
What if a woman doesn't want you to pay for on the first date?
Well, then if a woman doesn't want you to pay,
is that a bad sign?
It she's testing you. No matter what, you should say no. Even if she's rich, she comes from lots of money, her dad built a railroad. Mm-hmm. Say no, I'm going to get this first date. Insist upon it, because you're setting the standard for the entire date, for the entire relationship. So if she's going to pay, she's going to be in charge in other ways, and you're going to be emasculated, and you're going to be screwing around behind her back.
That's terrible.
It's not terrible.
You've
because
got that all figured out.
Well, that's
you're
why.
You're amazing.
Lee, I like to screw you hard for saying that.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
How do I do it? These are my assumptions. And the dating advice that you're hearing on how to package yourself for a date on NPR Public Radio in the window of Southern Exposure, 88.9 FM, these opinions represent the opinions from Dee Dee Russell. And since I consider myself an expert, what I say goes, damn it. So we're going to just keep moving along about these dates. Now I want to talk about the second date. Okay, you did the first date.
That's what I'm really interested in.
Yeah, second date. Now the second date, girls, you can slut it up. On your second date, bring out the mini skirt. Wear the Paris Hilton heels. You know, go pantyless if you want. Spread it open. The second date is everybody's a little bit more relaxed. It's like, you didn't have sex. He paid for the date. You like each other. He likes you. Now you can, like, sit there and rub his knee. Kiss him. He could kiss you. And then you take it from there. I do think, depending on the people, your maturity level, that if you care for second date sex, by all means, go right ahead. Because some dates don't even make it to second dates. I will tell you, I've had first dates, and I've been on that date, and that guy was asking me so many questions. He was, I have to tell you this. I dated an attorney, and when I first met the guy, he says, I'm a submissive. That's, you know, like very San Francisco. People like to define their sexuality. I'm a top. I'm a submissive. I'm into the fetish community. He told me he was a submissive. Okay. I'm like, hey, I'm single. I can roll with the punches. Go out with a little freak once in a while. So he went on the first date, went to a comedy club, went to a nice restaurant, ate, drank, you know, Dutch. Nah. The date was on him. So we're making plans for the second date. I'm talking to the attorney, and he's like, oh, well, are we going to go back to your apartment afterward? I'm like, why would we do that? Because you turned me on the first date. I thought we'd be making love. Sound of crickets chirping, right? That was the end of that date. I felt so uncomfortable that this guy who's an attorney who told me he was a submissive. Now, is that submissive to you? That's why whenever a guy tells me he's a submissive, I'm thinking, that bitch is lying. That's a top. I'm a submissive. No, you're not. Because a submissive waits to be told what to do. Now, a top is going to tell you what to do. Frankly, if you're a top man.
I'm totally submissive.
I don't believe you, Lee. You are a total top. And if there are any top men out there, I'm single. I live in San Francisco. I don't have any children. I have an art studio and a popular weekly television show. My art studio is in the historic Anon Salon building at 9th and Folsom. It's pink, the color of romance. So please, you straight top men who are not married or cohabitating, please, oh please, won't you contact me for fun times?
What's the number again?
415-922-ARTS. I'm serious. 415-922-ARTS. That is Dee Dee Russell's direct line. Actually, I have a cell phone. But I am dating, although I did have a fun date last night. I had a fun date, but he's not my boyfriend. I mean, yeah, I like a boyfriend, but those things take time.
So how many men are you dating?
Right now I'm dating... you have a one. I'm dating one guy. In fact, I deleted my dating card. There was one guy I was dating. I found out he lived with his mama, but I had to ask him. Okay, and he's 50 years old, lives with his mama and didn't tell me. Like, hello? Dude, I'm black. I understand the whole living with mama thing. You know, half of my family's living with my mother.
He's got to tell you about that.
Yeah, and I asked him. I said, dude, who do you live with? That was after our second date. Everything was going great. Then he gulped. My mom.
Now, is she sick?
He didn't say.
Like, he's taking care of her. He's a good
We'd
he's
had
a good
many
son,
conversations.
Right?
His tongue was down my throat a variety of times. He could have whispered in my ear, I live with mom. That would have been fine with me. I'm black. I'm compassionate.
That would have been so sexy, though.
You know, some people have to do what they have to do. Elder care is okay. I think it's sexy that, you know, take care of your mom. Okay, sure. But that's one date that it didn't go anywhere, the second date. Then I went on a date with another guy. Oh, that was the attorney guy. Then the guy who was, like, saying, oh, this lady hates you. Actually, it seems like I date more than I do. I'm just a lonely girl. Oh, please, won't you understand that I'm looking for love?
I understand.
Please, won't you understand on 88.9 FM how to package yourself for a date? Dee Dee Russell, your dating expert.
Thank you, Dee Dee.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, we gotta. We're going into the next thing.
Was it good for you?
It was pretty good, yeah.
It was good for me, everybody. So keep checking out DeeDeeTV.com, 415-922-ARTS for hot, straight tops.